2003. We're interviewing August Hansen, who was born 312/29. We are Greg Tainer and John Wolpet, and we are doing this for an American at War class. Mr. August Hansen was in the Korean War. He was in the Army, and he was a staff sergeant.
Mr. August Hansen has joined us today at the Ontario Legion, and he has agreed to answer some questions for us. So now we will begin asking these questions. John?
Where were you drafted, or did you enlist?
I was drafted in Monroe County, Spada, Wisconsin.
Where were you living at the time?
Route 1, Ontario, Wisconsin.
Why did you join? Oh, you were drafted.
I was drafted.
What were your feelings? How did you feel when you realized that you were going to be drafted?
I figured it was be an honor to serve, and it didn't bother me that way.
Okay.
I was the oldest of two sons that was, you know, my folks had, that was in a draft age.
Mm-hmm.
I was the oldest of the two, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell me about your boot camp or training experience.
I took my basic training at Fort Knox, Kentucky for 16 weeks, and it was a tank basic, armored basic. And then I proceeded from there to Fort Hood, Texas for another 5 months of advanced recon training.
Okay.
That includes my training.
Yeah. Do you remember your instructors? What were they like?
They were very strict, but very good.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get through the boot camp? Was it very difficult?
Other than getting hot in Kentucky, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
What did you do in your training that, like, did you choose something beforehand and that you worked specially on that in your basic to get ready for what you were going to be? Like, you were a staff sergeant. Was there some special training you had to go through?
As a crewman, you have to, on a tank, you have to go through all the training for every position. And the tanks we had were a five-man crew.
Okay.
So you knew how to be a gunner, tank driver, a loader, and a tank commander.
Okay. We know that you were in the Korean War, and where exactly did you go in Korea?
In Korea, we landed at Busan and proceeded north, and I really don't know the sector, but I have been to the punch bowl, and my telegram when I was wounded said I was in the Songyong Valley sector, which I didn't know. We went by grid coordinates and the map, but it was on the eastern part of Korea in the mountains.
Okay.
Do you remember arriving when you first landed overseas? What did you feel like?
Well, I had mixed feelings, but I wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
It was everybody else was with me, so you kind of go in that way.
What was your job or assignment?
My first job was as a loader, which I quickly went to a driver, and I was known as a cowboy, which was not afraid to put a tank where it had to go.
Did you see combat?
Yes.
Were there many casualties in your unit?
I don't know for the whole unit as a battalion, but for us, I think we lost five tanks, but our personnel was only limited to probably six, which we didn't get their bodies back.
Tell me about some of your most memorable experiences.
Probably was getting well on the other side of Raw, yeah, after I was wounded. Mm-hmm. And then later on getting to go to Japan for a rest leave.
Okay.
Okay. Were you awarded any medals or citations?
Yes. The Purple Heart being the most valuable.
Okay. Okay, our next segment. How did you stay in touch with your family when you were over there?
Strictly by mail.
Okay.
It was just, mail was free, all you had to do was put free on it.
Yeah. How often were you able to, or how often did you receive mail, and how often did you send it out?
I would say we had mail call pretty good every week. But during the time I was wounded, there wasn't much communication. In fact, the telegram was wrong to my parents. It said serious stomach wounds, and it was for the other guy with me.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea that until my folks had wrote to me again. They got in touch with me, which was several weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
What was the food like?
The food, I was used to sea rations, which we had most of the time, and we would just start a tank up and put a can on each muffler. It was twin exhausts, and when the end of the can bulged, then we let it pop out with a holding there with a little twig and then put another one in. So, and we always traded rations. Whoever didn't like beans, I like beans because I grew up on a farm. So.
Did you have plenty of supplies?
Yes, I would say we did. We got 101 rations while we were online, mm-hmm, which included everything we needed. There was no place to buy nothing anyway, but it was included cigarettes, and I was a smoker at that time, and candy bars and shaving stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel pressure or stress?
I did times, yes.
Was there something special you or your group of guys did for good luck?
Stayed awake at night because a unit close to us had lost men that went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That never had a chance. They were bayoneted and drug out in the snow in their sleeping bags.
How did people entertain themselves?
We had one guitar in the company, and that belonged to Sergeant Lynn from Minnesota, and he could sing, and then we had a Corporal Ramon Rodriguez from San Antonio, which was one of the men we lost. He could sing in both Spanish and English, and that was a joy. You sounded just like Freddie Fender.
Never heard of him, but...
Yeah, you will if you ever do, you know.
You said that you went to Japan when you were on leave. What else did you do, or did you go any place else, or what did you do when you went to Japan?
Japan was the rest leave. I was still limping and lame from my injuries, mm-hmm, and I got to see Tokyo quite a bit. I met this girl that took me in a ricochet, one of these things where a man runs the cart, and I rode all over Tokyo.
Oh.
And I also got to ride in a first automatic car I ever rode in. It was a 1953 Ford.
Oh, wow.
Ford-O-Matic.
In Japan you did that?
In Tokyo, yes.
Huh. Oh. Do you recall any particularly humorous or unusual event?
I think probably one thing that was humorous was I was attached to the 4th platoon for a while. I was in the 3rd platoon, and they had lost 4 tanks, so they needed some from the 3rd platoon, and when I got to the position, which it took a lot of courage to get up the hill, the tank only made it quite open to this spot. And I got up there and Lieutenant Frazier said, "Sergeant Hansen, you're in charge of these two tanks. I'm going down to the Koreans." Because we never served with GI infantry, we served with the Korean 10th Rock Division. And he handed me his Thompson submachine gun. And I said, "Sir, what am I gonna do if we can't get off the hill if they come over tonight?" Because we just lost some property or some land, and the line wasn't secure real. And he says, "Take your men and go burn the tanks." I don't know if that was humor or not, but it struck me awful odd.
Yeah. That was kind of... Okay. Were there any pranks that you or others would pull?
Probably kidding somebody that they had heard from somebody at home or something. But it was friendly. I mean, it was yeah. It wasn't to be slanderous.
Yeah.
What did you think of your officers and your fellow soldiers?
I had a lot of respect for them.
Okay. Our next segment is after service. Do you recall the day your service ended?
Yeah, I returned, come back by ship to Oakland, California. Flew. I never forgot the plane. I don't have a picture of it, but it was red and white Johnson Air Service, two-engine prop job, from Oakland to Salt Lake City, Utah, to Omaha, Nebraska, to Chicago, Illinois. And when I come down through the clouds, there was snow and ice on the edge of the runway, and I knew I was home.
What did you do in the days and weeks afterward?
Had a hard time.
Did you go back to work, or did you go back to school, or?
Went back to farming.
Okay.
What was your education? Okay, you go to school.
Did you ever go back to school then afterwards at all? Did you?
Just to a veterans class at Cashin High School that taught you welding and shop skills and bookkeeping usually.
Okay.
Did you make any close friendships while you were in the service?
No, but I would like to see some. Mm-hmm.
Did you join a veterans organization? Like, are you in one now?
Yes, I'm a paid what member here of this Legion Post. And then my life, or a veteran of VFW, or I mean Disabled American Veterans. The okay. VFW I don't belong to currently.
Okay. What did you go on to do as a career after the war? Like what did you do before you retired?
I was just a farmer, dairy farmer, for 30 years. And then after my sons were gone, then we moved to town, and I worked another 13 and a half years at Fort McCoy.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to add that we have not covered in this interview?
Well, I guess I'm very proud of the service people we have now. After watching tanks roll into Baghdad, it made me think of 50 years mm-hmm. after I was in, and being in tanks. What a wonderful bunch of men and women we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Hansen, we would like to thank you for sharing with us and coming to talk to us today. It really helped us out. And
you're a very brave and honorable man, and we thank you for what you've done for our country.
Thank you.